what happens to a truther or a truth speaker, which is actually the same word as soothsayer, what happens to a truth speaker in a system of lies? What happens to a truth speaker in a system of lies? They got to shut you down. They got to defame you. They got to lie about you. They got to do the same thing they did to Jesus. John the Baptist, no greater man than John the Baptist, he lived out in the woods. See, you already know what they're doing. They want to vampire off of you. They want to vampire off of your energy of truth, because they have no energy. The devil has no energy. The devil's a defeated foe. Everything about them is defeated because they're in the devil. You're in Christ, they're in the devil. They're in lies. Who's the father of lies? The devil. Who's the father of murder? The devil. So what happens when you're a truth speaker in a system of lies? The devil's system. They're going to try to kill you. They're going to try to shut you up. They're going to try to hurt you. They're going to try to get you to compromise. They're going to try to get you to ignore their fake reality. They hate you because you see through them. You see through their gaslighting. You see through their fake reality. You see through their trying to change the narrative. They're trying to change reality and change the narrative. You know what they're doing. You know what they're doing. They're guilty. You shook a bush and revealed the snake. The truth speaker shakes the bush and the snake comes out, and they contradict themselves, and they're revealed. And what happens when the snake comes out? He runs. He tries to bite you first. And you get a shove on, you chop his head off. The truther or the truth speaker reveals the hypocrisy in the human heart. I heard a story one time, there was a preacher preaching, and he got saved. He was preaching out of the Bible, and he got saved. He wasn't even saved. He was preaching the Bible, and he got saved. Preaching. He was preaching, and he got saved. He wasn't even saved. The preacher got saved by his own preaching, because he was reading the Bible. What happens to a truther in a system of lies? They gotta drown you out. They gotta shut you up. They gotta shut you down. They gotta lie, defame. They gotta create a fake reality. They gotta take away your influence. They gotta try to isolate you. They gotta take you out. We gotta take him out. He knows too much. If it was a woman, we gotta take her out. She knows too much. The ones who are persecuted the most and defamed the most and lied about the most usually are the ones you want to listen to. Yeah, we have to be introspective. Yeah, you've got to be introspective. Yeah, you got to look at yourself in the mirror. But wouldn't you rather be healed? Wouldn't you rather be healed than stay sick? Wouldn't you rather be whole? Do you really think painting the town every weekend is going to make you happy? No. Do you think God, who created you, wants you to be miserable? No. God wants you to be happy in Him. But your goal is not happiness. Your goal is to seek God and know God. And you might not be happy for a season, but eventually, not only will you be happy, but you'll have a joy that endures even if you're not happy. That's more important. I did some fasting, and I'm telling you, the green looks green, and the red looks red, and all the colors are vibrant. It's blowing my mind. The doctors are lying to you. Diabetes too can be healed. Pre-diabetes can be healed. Blood sugar and fasting. Just look it up. Just look up fasting to reduce blood sugar. It will blow your mind. Many years, I didn't want to hear the truth about cheeseburgers and Coca-Colas. People told me, but I didn't want to hear it. I looked at, and then when I started to feel the effects of it, I went to the emergency room and said, let's do an EKG. EKG was fine. She said, it's your sugar's high. You better fix it right now. So I did the research, and sure enough, all those people were telling me the truth, but I didn't want to hear the truth. I didn't want to hear it. But by the grace of God, fasting will solve it in less than a week. I think it's already solved, to be honest with you. Once I do a 72-hour fast, what happens is you reset your cells to where they can receive more glucose or whatever. You've got the two hormones that are adding and subtracting sugar. It's pretty interesting. I don't know how the doctors figured that out. It seems to be true, though. Anyway, when your eyesight changes and you can see everything vibrant colors, the real color, like something's going on. Sugar is blinding people, I think. Sugar's taking away your detail of the colors, really.